And a great big fabulous Saturday good morning to all of you from all of us here at the Rosie on the House Broadcasting Studio. I'm Rosie. Immediately to my right, piloting the ship, is my son Romy. Morning, bud.
Good morning, sir.
You kind of been burning it at both ends here the last few days. And in the call screening booth is my wife, sweet Jennifer. For those of you that are trying to tackle a project around the house and would like to visit with us about what tools to use, what tricks of the trade, or what tips we might have for you, give Jennifer a call. Her lines are open now at 1-888-767-4348. And then we got big Gary D. Gary D running the board, running the big board, making sure we're all lined up with the satellites properly so that I can be talking into this microphone. He can send the signal up to the satellite. Satellite comes back and hits it right back into your house. That's how we get there. We travel about approximately 55,000 miles from my voice to your house. And we do that, unbelievably, in less than 3/10 of a second. Now, how does that happen, Romy? How does
pretty
that
creepy
happen?
Well, and
pretty
then
creepy.
And then once it gets back to the studio, whatever radio broadcast affiliate you're listening on, not only do they send it to then their radio antenna that then goes to whatever radio receiver you're listening, but they now all go out on some form of IP, where whether it's TuneIn or iHeart or their own station apps, or they're streaming on desktops. So it then, when you count the number of miles it travels through the internet lines.
Now look, y'all,
I don't know that there's a way to calculate exactly how far and where it's routed and it's all connected, but I mean, you're adding a lot more miles there too.
Now look, y'all, I don't want to start the show by bragging, but if we can do that, then we can certainly help you with a door that's sticking in the back bathroom, right? Huh? We can fix that doorknob. We can coach you through how to remove that water stain in the drywall ceiling. We can talk about your concrete, your cabinets, your counters, your plumbing, your electrician. And in 10 o'clock, at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about your air conditioning. We've still got some warm weeks ahead of us. And our blog for the day that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com talks about the 6 common air conditioning problems that the technicians are seeing out on their service calls this time of year. So that's at 10 o'clock. We have Jeff Carmichael from Rias coming in and talking about that. Any project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring. Whether you're trying to start a project, you're in the middle and you're stumped, or worst case of all, you're just trying to get it finished, call us at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer will get your name, where in the great state of Arizona you're calling from, and what your question is. We'll get you on just as quick as we can. As you're calling, I do have to give an update from a request we had last week. We had a request about, hey, with this new, we hear you talk about super cooling a lot, and Romy, I got a testimonial day before yesterday from someone. You know, a lot of times you'll hear people say, well, I'm with SRP, it doesn't work. It doesn't work with SRP. I have someone with SRP. You remember how hot July was? It's a scorcher, right? From June to July, in 1 month, he cut his kilowatt consumption 60%. His kilowatt charge in June was 27 cents. His kilowatt charge in July was 11 cents. A reduction of 60%. So we love those testimonials because we keep adding all this information to our database.
And we talked last week that small spaces may not be the best for super cooling, but Sharon said, and her
is this an email we got this week?
865 square foot apartment, she saved $65 on her June bill.
Well, there's a lot of questions right now because super cooling plays off this concept that the utility companies are going to charge us a certain rate for power on peak when everybody else wants it in the middle of the hot afternoons in the summer. They're going to charge us a premium for it then. And then they're going to give us a reduced rate when the demand isn't quite so high. And we Eric Fuller was the one that gave me this demonstration, this comparison. If the filling station was selling gas for $2.50 a gallon between noon and 7, but between 7 o'clock and noon, they sold it for 89 cents. When would you buy your gas?
It's stock up while it's cheap. That's all you're doing.
It's exactly the same gas, and they're selling it for 60% less during certain hours of the day. When are you going to fill your car up? So that's what we're trying to do by supercooling. We're going to take the electricity when it's the cheapest, and we're going to feed it to our air conditioners to drop the temperature of our house, so that when the expensive electricity is available, everything in our house, the furniture, the carpet, the upholstery, the mattresses, everything hanging in the closets, is living down as cold as you can take it. Generally speaking, I tell people, if you like to sleep in the cool weather, try 68 in the middle of the summer. Ask your air conditioner to take your house to 68 degrees off peak. And then when it comes on peak, I tell my thermostats, look, thermostats, I don't want you to come back on until the house is 78 degrees. So that's between noon and 7. There are many, many, many days my air conditioners never, ever come back on. And then after 7 o'clock, I ask my thermostat to tell my air conditioners, take my house back to 68 degrees.
Bring it down while it's cheap.
And in about 20 to 25 minutes, I'm back into the low 70s. And after about 40 minutes, I'm back at 68 degrees.
And the better your home is built, think of it like an ice chest. The colder it'll keep it on the interior.
That's a perfect illustration. You can spend 99 cents for an ice chest, or you can spend $2.50 for an ice chest. And
you get what you pay for.
And you get what you pay for. So APS, now, this testimonial I got this week, I'm going to log it into my database as proof positive supercooling can work with all utility companies. I got an email at the beginning of the summer, and he said, hey, just because I'm an SRP listener doesn't mean I have to be a second-class Rosie on the House listener. So APS.
That's supposed to mean.
Well, he thought we were giving the APS customers too much attention. APS, just 2 weeks ago, while I was out of town, I knew it was coming up, passed through the Arizona Corporation Commission. The corporation commissioners gave them a rate increase. Now, it's only about a 4% increase, and I haven't studied it exhaustively. And the man I'm going to lean on the hardest to get this information, just happened to be traveling this week from the Black Hills of South Dakota through Durango in his motorhome, and I caught him like at the top of Rabbit Ears Pass. His phone rang, and he says, oh, that's funny. So Steve Kep's on his way home, and he'll be home in time for us to bring him in studio a couple times. This rate increase is very, very peculiar for a lot of reasons. It's the first time ever the Corporation Commission did not mandate the utility company grant grandfathered privileges. Every single customer they have will be automatically switched to the new plan.
Interesting.
And I don't like the new plan as much as the old plan. I have cheap power right now between noon and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of times with evening appointments to meet people that want to remodel and stuff like that. I don't even get home till 7 or 7:30 or 8 o'clock. The new rate is going to go from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
You don't like that?
I don't, because I like my house cooling. By the time I'm home at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I like my house cooling back off. And now it's not going to be cooling off.
But if you have 3 more hours to super cool it up front.
That's exactly what Steve Kep said. He says, Rosie, relax. It's going to work for you. Don't get super excited. So he thinks, And I did get him just very briefly, and we are going to have him in to talk in detail. But APS didn't grant any grandfathered privileges at all. If you're on a time of day use, apparently you are going to be automatically swept to this new one. And there's three different plans. And what's critical is you must declare which of the three plans you want to be on before May 1st of 2018, or they will automatically
pick your plan.
They will automatically pick your plan and sweep you to the plan they dictate. So I don't want anybody to jump at changing anything yet. We're going to run some models. We're going to run some scenarios.
And even if you're not on APS, as APS goes, so does the rest of the utility go. Not
an
exact mirror. But if they make a change, well, then the next utility comes in. Well, we're going to do that, too. We're going to do that, too.
So we had several calls in the show last week, and I had just gotten home from taking Carol to college. I hadn't been reading the newspapers, and we were flooded with, Rosie, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The sky's falling. APS is changing. They're going to make us change. Just everybody relax. We've got time. We'll get it figured out, and everybody's going to be in fine shape. So just know that we've got it pretty well figured out, and we'll have it totally figured out before the May 1st deadline, I promise.
Well, you've got every line lit at 1-888-767-4348. If you get that pre-programmed or saved, when you hear us take a call, that will be your cue to call. You can also text in to 411-923, or you can send emails and plant identification or project identification info at rosieonthehouse.com. All right, before we get to the calls, you got your soapbox on.
I got a lot of soapboxes.
I'm going to use Allison's email here from the Deer Valley area to kind of get on my soapbox.
All right.
Avoiding flipped homes.
Okay. All right. Good.
I've got no problem with somebody trying to make a profit. But when you are slapping lipstick on a pig to make a profit, I'm not impressed. And to make money flipping a home, you have to use subpar products and materials.
You don't have to. That's generally what happens.
And this home that was flipped in 2011, that's, you know, we're at 17 now.
Yeah.
You're not even 6 years total. Every bit of flooring and every single room needs to be completely replaced because it's all delaminated, torn up, scratched up.
Yep.
Both the bathrooms need to be remodeled because they were done so poorly, it's just falling apart. And the porch is in need of work as well. So not only did this person that purchased the flip home end up buying something that was done subpar, what a waste of materials.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
I mean, they're just going to go fill up the landfill now when you could have bought a lifetime product that could have stayed there 100+ years.
Flipped homes, we tell people be very, very careful. Make sure you get the name of the flipper, the name of the contractor, then the name of the subcontractors, and check with the building department to make sure a permit was pulled.
Yeah. And Allison wants to know, is it going to be cheaper for me to contact these trades individually, or is it going to be cheaper to go with a general contractor?
Oh, that depends on a lot of things, but it kind of goes to something I want to talk about, as to how busy everybody is and how careful everybody is. Can we cover that in the 9:30 segment while we jump to the phone? We've got Sandra, Kevin, David, John, Greg. Let's get to Kevin down in Oro Valley first. We'll go right in the order that they came in. Good morning, Kevin. So stay tuned, everybody. 9:30, we're going to go back to this topic of how to complete a remodel at your home. Morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been listening to your show three or four weeks now, and I really, you're a part of my Saturday morning.
Hey, great. You're new to Arizona?
I am. I moved here about a month ago or 2 months ago from Northern California, and I really like it here. Bought a house, 20 years old, and I'm redoing one of the bathrooms. And I had a question about the hardware in the shower, I bought a trim kit, which is, it's a Delta set, by the way.
Okay.
So I bought the big plate and the handle and the,
okay,
and all that kind of stuff. What I have is a pull-down diverter, which I've never seen before. This is a tub spout. So instead of the little knob sticking up, it's at the mouth of the tub spout. You pull
right,
it down.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah, so the, in the trim kit that I bought online from Delta that's heading this way is of the little pull-up spout. Are they compatible, or do I need to modify what I have on the in the bathroom in order to make that pull-up spout work?
You know what, Kevin? I hate to let you down, but I don't know, my friend. But I tell you
well,
what, you're familiar.
I'll call and tell you because it's
well, here,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
With it by next week.
Here's what you need to do, Kev. You found us on the radio, KNST 790. Have you found our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com?
I haven't been there yet.
Okay, buddy. Go to the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Type in your zip code and type in plumbing. You are going to get Bill Woods Plumbing, and you're going to call Woods Plumbing. And just tell him you stumped Rosie on the air, and you have a question for Bill. And he'll take the call, and he'll coach you right through it.
Okay, well, that's great. I think it's a if there is some modifications, I don't know, it's going to be, you know, no big deal, but I just wonder what I didn't have the parts in my hand, so I just kind of wondered what the deal was. But I appreciate you guys being here, and I'm going to be ready. I want you to be ready for the next time I call.
Okay, I will. I will. You okay. Next time you can be our plumbing professional.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a million. Bye. Well, he's not the only one moving here from California. I'll tell you that. Romy and I were in Prescott just Wednesday night, right? Visiting with one of our Roth certified partners up there. We had EcoWater up there. We had Kinetico up there. We had Tom Riley up there.
We're at the Rebash showroom in Prescott Valley. We get together with our partners per region on a quarterly basis and touch base with local building. And this is 2,500 unit subdivision was going in.
Yeah.
In Prescott Valley.
They are growing. And there are a lot of Californians landing in Yavapai County. I mean, it is a real invasion. It's nothing short of an invasion.
And if you really want to get scared about that, just go drive through California and see how many more still there is to come. There's a mess over there.
There's a big pond to draw from there.
Oh, man. And there's a lot of people just dying to get out of that state.
All right. We're going to be talking about remodeling and flipping and how to be careful. And we're going to be talking to David, John, Greg, and Sandra all on hold right when we get back right here at Rosie on the House. We're all here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Every Saturday morning, it's our goal and objective to do whatever we have to do to earn the place in your heart of being your best friend. We do that by taking calls. Let's get to David here.
Real quick.
Yes, ma'am. I was really on a roll there, man.
Well, I'm sorry, but we had a call during the break, and
it
was Brett from Prescott Valley, and he asked Romy, he didn't want to hear about the Californians. You're scaring him to death.
Scares me.
And he doesn't want to know that you've been there and seen how many there are, all right? So this is our friendly place, happy place, right?
Oh.
So to keep this every Arizona homeowner's happy place, we can't talk about how many Californians still live in California that want to move to Arizona.
I guess that's the case.
I can see his point.
We're putting the wall on the wrong border.
Oh, man. All right. We've got David and John and Greg and Sandra. Let's get to David first. Good morning, David. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House. What is it that we can help you with this morning?
Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
Hey, I have a question. I've got this letter twice from APS touting a third party to do warranty work for electrical panel, electrical wiring, and stuff like this for your house.
Right.
And they make it sound like it's, the APS is going to have terrible problems fixing your house with the wiring, but this is all, I guess it's internal, I don't know, but I was curious about your opinion of that.
As I read those and what they do and don't cover, I've been remodeling in Arizona for 40 years. Somebody was trying to ask me the other day, Rosie, in that 40 years, how many millions of dollars of home remodeling have you overseen? And we're guessing it's somewhere in the neighborhood of about $60 to $65 million that I've directly been involved with. David, I've never seen a single house ever that had the damage that that insurance policy is saying they cover. And I know it's cheap. What do they want, like $2.07 a month or something like that?
$5.99 a month.
$5.99, okay. I have never seen the riser for a home just corrode and fall off.
Okay, so this really isn't a necessary program or something to consider.
No, now David, I'm if I would submit everything I do to an all-seeing financial planner that had the answers to everything, like Clay Jansen at Focus, he would look at me and say, "Rosie, you're possibly a little underinsured." I'm a big believer in big fat savings accounts.
And I agree.
And very skinny insurance accounts. And I just roll with the odds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that policy in particular is the brainchild of someone on the Far East Coast. I think it's Atlantic City, New Jersey.
It's East Coast Company, yeah.
And David, he has talked every city and every utility in America to let him stuff that letter in their invoice. 330 million Americans. Let's just say he gets one half of 1% participation. That's 1.5 million people.
A lot of money.
And let's say he ropes them into a deal, because you can call him and he'll warranty your sewer line between your house and the curb. He'll warranty your water line between your water manifold and the meter. If he gets one half of 1% participation at an average of $6, $3. $2 a month?
Yeah. Ton of money. Okay, hey, I appreciate it. And one other thing, I want to give a shout-out to one of your contractors. That's Dave's Adobe Painting.
Hey.
We had them come out and do some painting for us, and it was awesome.
What kind of?
They did a great job.
Dave Rimming has been doing my paint work at the remodeling company for about 30 years. And now his son Aaron is on board and pretty well taking over the company, so Dave can spend more time fly fishing. And two Class A characters, aren't they?
No, they did a great job for us. My wife and I are so pleased. It's unbelievable how nice it turned out for us. So
David, thanks
so much.
I just want
to give him that credit.
Okay, buddy.
And just
thanks for the. Yes.
I was going to say you were talking about you're a big fan of big savings accounts too.
Yeah,
Clay Jansen just emailed and said, "Yeah, me too." Even the insurance guy's a big fan of the big savings account.
All right. Well, Clay's the closest thing I got to a all-seeing financial planner, all-knowing. How about John and Mesa? Let's go to John and Mesa. Good morning, John. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, my friend.
I get excited every time I hear you talk about super cooling because I live in the city of Mesa, and this month my bill was $527.
How many square feet?
Not that many. No, I'm under 2,000, so.
Holy!
Yeah, you shouldn't be over 220.
And I have a full basement, so you'd think that would help some.
It does help. Without that basement, your bill would be higher.
Well, it helps to the tune of $527 this month. So my question is, I know you mentioned this at the last segment. I'm with City of Mesa Utilities. As far as I've been able to talk to those wonderful people over there, they don't have a split rate schedule for billing electricity. It's the same no matter what hour of the day you buy it. I'm wondering if there's something that's changed that I don't know about that would allow me to take advantage of super cooling, because I would love to do that.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to scan your last electric bill to me at rosieonthehouse.com.
I'll do it.
Okay, scan it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put in the subject bar Saturday's power bill so that I can put we have somebody that is constantly scanning our incoming email. We get hundreds and hundreds a week. So I'll put her on notice. When you see this one, shoot it right straight to my desk. Let me take a look at it and see what we can't do. There's a lot of reasons that a home's energy bill could be that high. How many people live in the house?
We've got 8 kids, so yeah.
Okay.
Doors are open all the time, sadly.
Okay. That's all right. We can still combat that. I figured you were either running a meth lab or you had a big family.
No, yeah. Got a bunch of kids and yeah, so.
Okay. All right. So shoot me that and I'll get back to you. I'll take a look at it and we'll see what we can't do with it, because you're probably at that size home with that many people in it, I'm guessing you're probably consuming about 3,000 kilowatts per month, and you're paying about almost 20 cents a kilowatt. And we can find a way to beat that, John. I'll need to ask you some more questions about the vintage of your home and, you know, how old are the air conditioners and all that. But info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put Saturday's air conditioning super cooling in the subject line, and I'll get back to you. Monday, I got to run up to Chino Valley and pick up a horse. So probably not going to be in the office Monday, but I'll get to you on Tuesday. That leaves an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Let's go to Greg in Scottsdale, and then we're going to run up to Sandra and try and get all these questions answered. Good morning, Greg.
Hello, Rosie. Happy Saturday morning.
Thank you.
The super cooling always sort of takes me back to my challenge. I've got a two-story house, and it's the primary two-story on the west side of it. So I'm going to plant a couple of big shade trees. But the challenge is trying to provide shade to that western two-story exposure. So until those shade trees grow up, which will be a couple of years, I'm contemplating lots of things. One of them is planting vines on that side of the house. I haven't heard you speak to it directly. I'm guessing you're not a big fan just because of, you know, the cling and paint and da 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 da. So I guess my question is on a scale of 1 to 10. Well, first, am I right that you're not a fan? And how much of not a fan are you?
Listen, Greg, what kind of vine do you think you're going to plant? Is it going to be a something that loses its leaves in the winter so you can get a little thermal heat gain?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I am a big fan of that, but I'll tell you how I'd like to see you do it. I'd like to see you establish a cable system 12 to 18 inches away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
That develops something that goes up from the ground all the way up to the barge rafter, and string that with a cabling system, and plant those vines 12 to 18 inches away from the house, and let them cover that cabling system rather than adhering straight to the house. It will do a lot more for what you're trying to do. It'll create an insulated airspace, and it'll make it much easier on the maintenance and wear and tear of your house.
And
there's a name for it, but I can't think of it. Cabling vine system.
Yeah, there you go. I know what you're talking about.
Trademark that.
But then, and aside from cables, Arizona Trellis makes iron ones too that
perfect
mount off. Arizona Trellis is a division of Quality Block. It's the iron division of one of our charter partners back for 30 years.
I like that.
So
I like it because you don't have to irrigate or water anything right up against the foundation of your house.
Yeah, I
like it because it doesn't create the wear and tear on the exterior siding and stucco of your home. And I like it because it creates a nice little insulated space between the vine, the direct sunlight, and your wall. Do you have a dog?
We do, yep.
That is going to become his favorite hangout. That little space between the stem wall and that landscape vine, it'll be his favorite place. So
okay.
I'm not a big fan of throwing it right up against the foundation of the house, letting it catclaw its way up the side of the stucco. But you developed this trellis system, and it's a great alternative. Greg, we appreciate the call, my friend.
Have a great Arizona Saturday morning.
We have Sandra. She's been so patient, but I think we're going to have to ask her just to hang on. And we'll be taking a little break here, Sandra, and then I promise we'll come right back to you. And she wants to know, once you choose the APS program, do you have to stay on it for 1 year? Do you have the choice of picking and choosing and changing your mind and going back and forth? That's a great question. We'll get to that right after this short break. And again, I want to talk a little bit about how dangerous it is right now in the fact that everybody is so busy. More remodelers go out of business because they're too busy in the busy times than go out of business because they have no work in the slow times.
If you know the answer to Diamondbacks trivia in the weekly newsletter, text it now to 411923 for your chance to win from Rosie on the House.
And I'll give you a free pitch here. If you don't get our newsletter and you know the answer, I'll go ahead and... This will let a Diamondbacks fanatic...
True fan.
Yeah. Because you only have about... It's all texters within the next 120 seconds. So you got to either have really fast fingers or you just got to know what player on the Diamondbacks was the only player who previously had a World Series ring before the team won it in 2001. Gary D knew it.
You know what? I know it.
Oh, do you?
It was Jennifer Boonlorn's favorite player.
Oh, okay.
How do you know that?
I just, because she would always talk about him every time she was at the house.
That is a hoot. Hey, I got a couple of follow-up calls here over the break.
Oh, yeah?
Miss Julia, one of our listeners for many years, called in to say that she had had Green ID out to do a thorough energy audit.
Yeah.
And just, they did a few things, didn't make any promises to her, but cleaned up, you know, some different things. And she just saved a huge chunk on her bill just this month.
Okay.
And then someone else asked, how do you super cool on the weekend? But the beauty of APS is you don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
The whole weekend, you're off peak.
Yeah, you
and
catch
I think
up
that's
on,
every utility.
Yeah, catch up on your laundry and your cooking and your baking and all that kind of stuff.
Very good.
Yeah, that on weekends, you're off peak from Friday afternoon at 7 o'clock until Monday at noon. I mean,
and holidays.
You crank that thing down as far as you can, and you just leave it like that.
All right, let's see if we can get to Sandra real quick. She's been so patient. Let's reward her. Good morning, Sandra. Thanks for holding, dear.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm really interested in all the conversation you've been having about supercooling this morning.
Okay.
And the first question, the main question is, my neighbor told me that once you select one of these three programs before May 1st, that you're committed to staying on whatever plan you select for an entire year before you can make a change. Wondered if you had information on that.
Well, Sandra, I can tell you that is their current protocol. And I have not studied this rate increase and all the small print yet. But we'll be having an expert in, Steve Kep from Advanced Home Systems, is going to come in a couple times and visiting with us. As a matter of fact, Jeff Carmichael from RIAS coming in next hour. I bet he knows a lot about it. But don't make a change and stay tuned, and we'll start giving the information out between now and May. Don't feel like you have to jump and do anything right now, okay?
Right. I noticed I called to get the information on the new time of day plan that's going to replace the noon to 7.
Right.
And from, well, you mentioned it from 3 till 8.
Right.
They're really messing the baking up on the weekends because during the summertime, it's totally different than the wintertime in that in the wintertime, they're going to only charge you 3 cents And but well, it'll be during the week instead of the weekend.
Right. They are.
And that only happens in the winter, and then summer they don't give you the 3 cents. So it's going to mess up our schedules.
You are going to have to manipulate it seasonally because they're going to. It does open the what they've never been able to do is superheat on the rim in the winter. Get the house really, really warm.
Right. Okay. But, that would drive me nuts.
Well, I know.
Superheating. I mean.
But they're adding new layers to this, and Sandra, thanks for the call. That's a very great heads up, and I think what Sandra probably also learned is that the people at APS that are taking the phone calls about the new program, I mean, it got passed by the Corporation Commission before all the people on the in the phone bank got completely trained on what it was, and we had a lot of people calling the office saying, I can't get a straight answer out of those people. Well, don't feel like you need to right now. Just everybody take a breath. It's all going to be okay. We'll have it figured out in plenty of time to coach all along into the appropriate plan and package. It's just weird that they didn't allow anyone to be grandfathered.
I didn't realize that.
They're
so
sweeping everyone.
Uh-huh. I guess I better start paying attention.
you're gonna have to take a little. We'll have yours figured out. We'll probably use your house as probably one of our computer models to figure out which one you should be on. So we'll have all the data that we need. Listen, we've got Jeff Carmichael coming in from Rias. You heard Jennifer talk about someone that called a few minutes ago and complimented our Rosie certified whole house energy audit teams. Well, Rias is one of those, and he's going to be in all next hour talking about the six things you need to be concerned about for your air conditioner those last 6 to 8 weeks of the cooling season.
And we'd like to congratulate Done Right Windows and Doors as our newest partner to Rosie on the House, locally owned family business since 1990. And that's just the heartbeat of our network, is locally owned family businesses that have a heart for the Arizona homeowner and providing quality products. They are just to get to this stage, they went out and they got Pella certified. So congratulations. It's a great, great partnership, and welcome to the team.
Congratulations to Romy for you spearheading the tremendous growth curve that we've had at Roselle now. So you're doing a great job, bud. And we're doing it for the Arizona homeowners.